Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nivasesha Sunyavadi Prashkati Dezatarani. Srila Prabhupada was he was an avowed enemy of impersonalism and Sunyavad, the voidism philosophy. And our presentation was all about personalism. And Vrindavan is all about personalism, our relationship with Krishna, and seeing how nice it would be to have an awakened, alive, and flourishing relationship with Krishna. And if somehow, if that desire can increase in our hearts, then we are very, very fortunate. In that regard, I was remembering 7 or 8 short days ago when we were sitting on the roof of that ashram, 2 ashrams this way, and we were looking at Giriraj and the sun was setting. Do you remember that? Wasn't that it was such a wonderful beginning, and now it's at the other end of the beginning, at the ending. And who would have expected the time to move so quickly and for us to have the experiences that we actually did have, that we had. But at that particular time, I remember what I spoke about, and I would just like to read the verse again. And if you could take this with you, that would be very nice. This is Bhumi Devi speaking to, offering prayers to Lord Varaha, who was the great uplifter. So we can see in that there is the metaphor of the thanks that Bhumi Devi has for Varaha uplifting her. So I can say this with a lot of confidence, we've all been uplifted by all the katha and the association in the presence of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. So, but this is what she says quite interestingly, or one part of what she says. Because you are self-manifested, that means you manifest as you so desire, when you desire, where you desire. Only when you see that a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. Only when you see that a person is wholeheartedly, full-heartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. And therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment on this verse is very striking. Learned people, kavis, and devotees, not that devotees aren't learned, but putting them in a different category, by the mind which is like a churning rod, so our minds have become filled with so many elevating and uplifting Krishna conscious thoughts, desiring with the mind filled with these uplifting thoughts, this Krishna katha, and the holy names, desiring to see your form in your names, such as Krishna and Rama, and your blackish or green manifestations, make you appear. Make Krishna appear in our mind, a mind filled with that searching mentality. Tatra loyam abhimula mekalam. Without the desire, without the searching, of course, Krishna is independent. He can do as he likes. But we can say it won't happen without the desire, because yayatam mam prapadyante, he's reciprocating. He'll give us what we want. He'll give us... would anyone like to be the supreme controller of a universe, a planet, a house, so many Rolls Royces, this facility, that facility? Practice devotional service. Krishna can award it to you. But for the mind, that is filled with his forms and names, and churning, that mind is churning. And in these desires, they make you appear, not making the sense of force, but Krishna is inclined to appear as we all are, where we are, where people really want us to be. Just as fire appears by repeated friction, these people, these devotees, make you appear by repeatedly fixing your name and form, and I'll add, and pastimes and activities and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, by repeatedly fixing your name and form in their minds. This form remains hidden by performing karma and enjoying its results, but it can be seen by bhakti if it is not mixed by karma. Anyabilasita sunyam jnana kamana pita. I offer respects to the Lord whose nature has been described, or to the Lord in whom there is effort. There is effort for his form to manifest. Our effort can't force the form, but Krishna to manifest in our heart, in our consciousness. But it attracts him, the sincerity of our effort. One part is our hard work, endeavor, jesta, and the second part is kripa, his mercy. And then there's one small remaining paragraph of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura. There's two sentences, which is very powerful. Or the devotees churn your form in their senses, such as their ear and voice, using the mind, which hears and chants about the Lord's name, qualities, and pastimes. They make the Lord appear by determined practice of hearing and chanting using the mind. So we wish all of us, I can speak for everyone, wish to supply, help you, serve you by supplying content in the, so you can think about and chant about Krishna, and in this most favorable of all places, under the benedicting, in the benedicting presence of Giriraj Govardhan. Thank you, Hare Krishna.